In today's business world, I mean, it feels like the pressure is just relentless, right? Faster, cheaper, more efficient fulfillment. It's constant. But what if there's a simple service, maybe one you haven't thought much about, that could seriously streamline your shipping? Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into something called free shipment pickups. And for this, we're drawing on some great sources, including an article called Free Shipment Pickups, The Smartest Way to Streamline Your Business Shipping, plus info on a platform, ClickShip. So our mission today, let's unpack this. We want to figure out how these free pickups work, who they're really a game changer for, and maybe more importantly, what are the hidden costs if you don't use them? How does it all fit into a smart shipping strategy?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, something that seems pretty small, like getting packages picked up, can actually have these big ripple effects across how a business runs day to day. And honestly, with so much information flying around, understanding these little operational wins, that can be the thing that really sets a business apart.
I totally agree. So, okay, let's start right at the beginning. Free shipment pickups. Sounds simple enough, right? Like a courier just shows up at your door, takes your parcels, no extra charge. It means you skip that whole trip to the drop-off depot.
Exactly. Super convenient, but there is a key detail, a nuance we need to be clear on right away.
Okay.
This service, it's specifically for parcel size shipments only.
Ah, okay. Parcels only.
Right. And that's a really important point because it does not cover freight or LTL shipments, you know, less than truckload. And that distinction is crucial because, well, freight and LTL, they're just a whole different ballgame. We're talking palletized loads, big equipment, specialized trucks, maybe with lift gates, scheduled logistics, different fees. It's a completely separate system, really.
Right, right. That makes sense. Completely different handling. So, okay, focusing on parcels then. Who really stands to gain the most from free parcel pickups? The sources seem to pinpoint a few groups, like small business owners, the ones doing everything themselves. How does it help them?
Oh, hugely. The sources say they can save hours every week, hours they can put back into, you know, actually growing the business, making sales instead of sitting in traffic going to the depot.
Yeah, I can see that. And what about, say, e-commerce store owners? They're always looking for automation.
For them, it slots right in, especially if they use integrated platforms. Pickups can happen pretty much automatically without messing up their daily workflow.
Okay. And warehouse managers, fulfillment teams.
Big win there, too. Less time spent coordinating transport, more time actually packing, labeling, getting orders out the door accurately. And the sources mentioned something really neat. The ability to consolidate multiple pickups across different carriers, all from one place, like a single dashboard. That's efficiency right there.
Wow, okay. That consolidation sounds powerful. What about retail stores doing ship to customer or wholesalers?
Yep, same benefits. Retail managers save time, lower overheads for those online orders. Wholesalers and distributors dealing with medium-sized parcels going to B2B clients regularly, it just removes a layer of logistical hassle.
And even higher up, like operations or supply chain managers.
For them, especially in multi-location supply chains, it helps centralize things. They can schedule recurring pickups, making the whole flow smoother across different sites.
So it seems like a broad range of businesses benefit.
Yeah.
But why is it such a game changer, as the sources put it? What are those deeper impacts?
Well, let's break it down. First, as we touched on, the time savings and efficiency. Staff aren't doing depot runs. They're doing higher value work. That's a direct impact.
Makes sense.
Second, lower shipping costs. You get access to discounted parcel rates and free pickups. So no extra fees tacked on, no hidden costs. It's built to help businesses that ship a lot or are growing fast.
Okay, cost saving is always good.
Then there's the effect on your team's workflow. Fewer interruptions mean clearer processes, better focus, and, well, higher productivity overall.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that translates into better customer service. If pickup and shipping are seamless, deliveries tend to be quicker. That means happier customers, maybe more repeat business.
Yeah, faster turnaround is key.
And one more thing, reduced risk. Fewer hands touching the parcel, fewer steps in the journey before it's in the carrier's network. It just means less chance of things going wrong, getting me handled or lost. Professionals scan it right at your location.
Okay, that paints a really compelling picture. It really sounds like it smooths out the whole process.
Nah.
So for a business weighing this up, it feels like a choice between this free pickup model and the old self-drop-off routine. When is one clearly better than the other?
Yeah, it really depends on your specific situation, your operational rhythm. Free pickup is definitely the way to go if you're shipping multiple parcels daily or weekly, or if your team is already stretched thin and depot runs are a real drag on resources. Basically, if maximizing efficiency is a priority, Free pickup wins. It directly reduces labor costs, freeing up that valuable time.
Drop off
really only makes sense if you have low shipment volume, maybe just a couple of packages here and there, or, you know, if pickup service just isn't an option in your specific location for some reason.
Gotcha. So, okay, the benefits are clear, but let's flip it. For businesses not using free pickups, what are they actually missing out on? The sources talk about these hidden costs.
Yes, the hidden costs. This is where it gets really interesting, because it's not just about the obvious things like fuel for the van or wear and tear on the vehicle.
Although those do add up, and there's the environmental footprint too.
Absolutely. But the real hidden cost, the one the sources emphasize, is lost labor hours. It's the opportunity cost. What else could your employees be doing with that time?
Right. Time spent driving or waiting in line is time not spent on, well, anything else that actually grows the business.
Exactly. Think about product development, customer service calls, marketing, optimizing inventory, all those higher value tasks. Every minute spent on a low value transport task is a minute lost for potential growth.
And the sources also mentioned increased risk of errors.
Yes. More handling steps inherently mean more chances for mistakes. Wrong labels, missed scans, delays in getting things processed. This can directly hit customer satisfaction.
So using free pickups kind of eliminates all those indirect drains.
Pretty much. It smooths out the operation, cuts those hidden costs, improves your margins, and ultimately leads to happier customers because things just work better.
Okay, you've convinced me. It sounds like a smart move for many. So let's say a business is ready. They want to start using free pickups, maybe with a platform like ClickShip. How easy is it? What are the steps?
It's actually designed to be really straightforward. The sources lay it out as quick and easy. First step, create a free ClickShip account. Pretty standard.
Okay.
Then you either integrate your e-commerce platform, you know, like Shopify, WooCommerce, whatever you use, or you can manually upload orders, maybe using an XML file.
Got it. Integration or manual.
Then you run rates. The platform shows you options from multiple carriers, so you can compare and pick the best one for that shipment.
Nice. Comparison shopping built in.
Yeah. Once you choose, you book the shipment right there in ClickShip's dashboard. Download the shipping labels it generates.
Print stick.
Exactly. Then, crucially, confirm the pickup date and location. And the final step is just making sure the parcels are packed, labeled, and ready to go at the scheduled time.
That does sound pretty simple. Almost too simple. Are there common mistakes people make? Pitfalls to watch out for?
Huh. Well, even simple processes can have hiccups. The sources do point out some common pitfalls.
Like what?
One big one is failing to schedule the pickup far enough in advance. You can't always assume same day or last minute works, especially during busy periods. Planning is key.
Good point. Don't leave it too late.
Another is incorrect or missing labels. That seems basic, but it can cause major delays or even lost packages if the label isn't right or falls off.
Okay, label hygiene is important.
Definitely. Also, not having the parcels properly prepared, they need to be securely packed and ready before the driver arrives. They're usually on a tight schedule.
Right, don't keep the driver waiting.
And ignoring specific carrier requirements. Some carriers might have rules about the number of packages or maximum size for a standard pickup. You need to know those. And finally, maybe relying only on free pickup. It's generally reliable, but, you know, things happen. It's always smart to have a backup plan in mind, just in case.
That's really practical advice. Avoid those pitfalls, and the system should work smoothly. And you mentioned earlier how this helps with accuracy and delivery times. Mm-hmm. Can we revisit that quickly? How does streamlining the pickup help downstream?
Yeah, absolutely. It comes down to fewer touch points. When the parcel goes directly from your location into the carrier's hands, there's just less opportunity for it to be misplaced or misrouted internally before it hits the main sorting facility.
Fewer chances for error.
Exactly. Plus, with scheduled pickups, the scanning and tracking often start earlier in the day. This leads to more predictable daily cutoffs. Your package gets into the carrier's network faster, which can often shorten delivery transit time.
So faster processing, faster delivery.
Right. And the end result is higher accuracy, fewer customer emails asking, where's my order?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully more repeat business because the experience was smooth.
Okay, so the free pickup itself is powerful. But you mentioned ClickShip. The sources suggest it's more than just pickups, right? It's part of a bigger ecosystem.
No, absolutely. The free pickup is a fantastic feature, but it integrates into a much broader platform designed to handle, well, pretty much all your shipping needs.
So what else is in there? What are these platform features you'll love, the sources mention?
Well, beyond the free pickups and the discounted rates we talked about,
which are already pretty good.
Right. There's the e-commerce integration, which is huge for automation. Things like claims management are handled within the platform too. They even have perks like exclusive offers. And for volume shippers, there's bulk shipping process up to 100 orders at once. There's a feature called One SKU Multibox for items that ship in several boxes but are sold as one unit. Makes that simple.
Oh, interesting. Like furniture kits.
Exactly. Custom tags for color coding labels, smart packaging optimization to help you pick the right box size. Lots of clever tools.
Okay, that's quite a list. Any more advanced stuff? Maybe paid features?
Yeah, there are some advanced options too. Things like showing real-time rates at checkout directly on your website so customers see the actual shipping cost. There's inventory management, sort of a digital warehouse within the platform.
Yeah.
XML integration for connecting custom websites or systems like WMS or ERP.
Ah, for bigger operations.
Right. Custom branding on labels and invoices. And shipping rules, setting up smart presets to automate decisions based on order details.
Wow, okay. It sounds like it scales pretty well from small to large. And the integrations. You mentioned e-commerce platforms. Which ones?
The list is pretty extensive. For storefronts, you've got the big ones. Shopify, WooCommerce, Wix, BigCommerce, Magento 2, Lightspeed, Squarespace, Ecwid.
So most major platforms covered.
Seems like it. And then for marketplaces, Amazon, Etsy, Walmart, Best Buy, eBay, Reverb, Rebelow.
Okay, that covers a lot of ground for online sellers.
Definitely. The whole idea is that multi-carrier support lets you compare rates easily. You can do batch shipping and bulk label printing. Generating return labels is simple, and you get that end-to-end tracking.
And you mentioned earlier, no subscription fees, mm-hmm. No minimums.
Correct. The sources really emphasize that. No subscription fees. No monthly minimums. That makes it accessible whether you ship one package a week or hundreds a day.
That lack of barrier to entry is pretty significant. So we've talked features, benefits. Let's make it concrete. Can you give some real-world examples? What kinds of businesses are really seeing the difference with free pickups in action?
Sure. The sources give some great examples. Think about arts and crafts businesses, maybe someone working from a home studio or a small workshop. They can schedule pickups for their small parcels without ever having to leave their creative space. Focus stays on making, not mailing.
I love that. What else?
Monthly subscription box companies. They often have predictable recurring shipments. Streamlining that pickup process for potentially hundreds of boxes saves a massive amount of time and coordination effort.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense for subscription models.
Or, say, electronics and mobile accessories retailers. They might have fluctuating daily volumes. The no minimums aspect is great for them. Staff can focus on careful packing and inventory, not depot runs.
Okay.
And home and kitchenware online stores. They might move quite a high volume of parcels. Free pickups help them manage that volume with minimal shipping overhead.
So it really spans different types of products.
Absolutely. The sources say it applies to many other industries, too. Basically, anyone shipping parcel-size items regularly. Books, stationery, clothing, cosmetics, pet supplies, even small tools and hardware. If it fits in a standard parcel, free pickup can likely help.
That really clarifies the breadth of application.
Yeah.
Okay, I bet listeners have some specific questions popping into their heads now. Based on the FAQs in the sources, what are some common ones?
Yeah, let's tackle a few. Probably the number one question is free pickup really free when I use ClickShip?
Can I answer?
Is yes. For eligible parcel shipments booked through the platform, the pickup itself carries no extra charge from ClickShip.
Okay, good to confirm. What else?
The question about freight and LTL comes up often. Does free pickup apply to freight or LTL shipments? And as we covered, the answer there is no. It's parcel only.
Right, got it.
People also ask, who is eligible? The sources say, all ClickShip users who are located in major service areas where the carriers offer the service.
So pretty broad eligibility, assuming you're not somewhere very remote.
Generally, yes. Then there's the minimum question. Is there a minimum number of shipments? This is a big one for smaller sellers.
And the answer is good news.
Very good news. No strict minimum. You can literally schedule a free pickup for just one item if needed. Perfect for solo entrepreneurs or occasional shippers.
That's fantastic. Removes a huge barrier.
Definitely. Another one. Can I combine multiple orders for one pickup?
Can you?
Yes, absolutely. If you have several packages going out, even to different customers, you can schedule a single pickup time for all of them, as long as they're booked as parcel services. Streamlines things even further.
Makes sense. One driver visit for everything.
Exactly. And the final common worry, what happens if the carrier misses my pickup? It happens sometimes, right?
Traffic, delays.
Yeah. The process is simple. You can just reschedule it easily right within the ClickShip platform or contact their customer support for help.
Okay, so there's recourse if something goes wrong. That's reassuring. All right, this has been incredibly insightful. So pulling it all together, what's the main takeaway here? It feels like free shipment pickups. They're not just a little perk or a convenience. They're actually a strategic tool, aren't they?
That's exactly it. They are a strategic lever. It's about saving real time, cutting tangible and hidden costs, and fundamentally enabling businesses to ship smarter, not harder.
It transforms shipping from maybe a necessary chore into a more seamless, automated part of the operation, something that helps you grow instead of holding you back.
Precisely. And that really leads to a final thought, maybe a question for you, the listener, to mull over. If simplifying something seemingly basic, like getting your packages picked up, can create so much value and unlock efficiency, it makes you wonder what other routine tasks, what other small operational details in your business might be just waiting for a fresh look. Where else could a small change spark an efficiency revolution and maybe unlock some unexpected growth?
That's a great question to end on, something to definitely think about in the context of your own daily operations. Thank you so much for breaking all that down for us today. It's clear there's a lot more to free pickups than meets the eye. And thanks all of you for joining us on The Deep Dive. We hope this gave you some valuable insights to consider for your business.